to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Boy, am I feeling absolutely awesome today. How you doing, Mr. B?
I'm good. Thanks very much, Pat. And your weekend?
Well, you know, it was kind of an interesting weekend.
Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. Interesting weekend. Interesting. Everyone's
like, come on, I actually went and caught a couple of movies.
Really?
I did.
Well, it was hot enough to stick in yourself into an air-conditioned building, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, I got to tell you. Well, one of the things, I wanted to see the Hancock.
Oh, yeah, with Will Smith.
I wanted to go
Smith.
See Hancock.
Yep, with Will Smith. Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it about the critics that if there's a movie out there that has a human connection, that's about our vulnerability, you know, that may also be about superheroes, what part of that movie don't they like?
Hmm.
And, you know, it's the craziest thing. I heard some of the strangest reviews on this movie, almost to the point where I almost didn't go see it. And I thought, you know, how much do we really listen to what that is in the outside world? And how much of what we actually listen to do we pay attention to and actually live our lives by? And, you know, this is an important conversation as we enter this week. Lots going on here. We want to welcome everyone to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thriving is what we are about. And so lots of things we're going to talk about, but I want to take a minute to just go over a few things with you. Everyone out there absolutely loved the interview we did with Dr. Carol Locke last week, and I just want to let everybody know that we're going to be bringing her back. She was able to do the interview about omega-3s and Omega Bright with us, and she is actually going to be coming back and in a regular way with the Dr. Pat Show. But many of you know that omega-3s have been very, very important to me personally and for me to take care of my health and much more. But basically, it's been a journey to find out who's got the real deal out there and who out there is, you know, just selling omega-3s because it's fashionable to do. Well, she's going to be coming back. One of the things, Benny, that I didn't mention when Dr. Locke was on,
mm-hmm.
got this award-winning omega-3 supplement, uh-huh. which is fish oil and all that.
And it's good for you.
It's good for you.
Absolutely.
She is winning awards for the purity and the quality. It's actually the most recommended fish oil on the market. Do you know how much a bottle of her stuff costs in comparison to others? And I'm not going to mention their names.
Oh, gosh, man. Probably a half. I'm going to go with half.
It's close to half.
Ooh.
I mean, you get a full month supply of this for about two-thirds the price of let's not mention any names, some of the other leading omega-3s out there. The other thing is she doesn't confuse you with a whole bunch of this is omega-3 that has this in it, this one has this in it. It's a pretty straight deal. So we're going to bring her back. She was on her way, very busy woman. She was on her way to get an award, so we couldn't keep her very long. But we're going to bring her back for a bigger conversation about omega-3s. And omegabright.com is the website. It is omegabrite.com. So I went to see Hancock. You know, I can't give away the story because everybody's going to be like, ew, okay. You know, now she's telling us a story. I can't tell you. I can't tell you. I can't
Come
tell
on,
you about this story.
Just a little bit.
No, because honestly, Benny, it's got a really cool kind of ending, and okay. I liked it.
Okay.
But I got to figure out what is up in the minds of critics. Every time there's a critic that says something not so cool about the movies that I like, you know, it's like, why do we even listen to them? Well, that same critic that looks at movies takes a look at who we are. We have that inner critic as well as, you know, that thing inside of us that kind of keeps us, you know, from looking at the rest of our lives. But I'll tell you, you know what I've been fascinated by?
What's that?
I'm going to have to ask you to put a Madonna song on.
Oh, okay.
We did an entire series, if you remember, with Sue Neufeld Ellis on emotional cheating through the internet.
It's a blast from the past.
Yeah, and we actually are going to be bringing her back to do a couple of follow-on conversations. But what do you make of this whole emotional cheating thing that's out there now between A-Rod and Madonna?
Or just emotional
cheating in general?
I've got my own views on celebrities and how they are right now in the world today, so I don't know. I mean, seems like they're getting away with anything. And they're like, well, it's part of our thing. It's like, no, it's not. You can create it. Look at Justin Timberlake. You know, he does perfect stuff, and he's a great stand-up guy. You know, and he's always in the news. So, obviously, whatever, well, in the news thing, you know, if everyone's trying to get the, you know, front page and biggest headline. But it's like, why do you have to be all negative?
Well, what do you think about emotional cheating? Have you ever been in a situation?
Me, personally, no.
No,
because I'm straight with what I do. I'm a one woman man, and that's how it's gonna be. And I don't deter from anything. If I have feelings for someone else, I will definitely tell the person what I'm with. If it's not, you know, going the right way or the way I want it, you know, we don't live on this planet for very long.
You're out of here.
No, we don't. Pretty much, but we just live and live on this planet for very long. You know,
yeah.
So it's just like, you know, less is more.
Well, you know, I have found the conversation as it hits the news and now, you know, it hits the media. I have found the conversation about emotional cheating kind of interesting. It's actually always been interesting to me. I've never really called it emotional cheating. Now, let me just give you a little idea about this. So the deal is that for those of you that are not following the whole Madonna and A-Rod story, the deal is that for whatever reason, there is information floating around out there that Madonna and A-Rod are having an emotional affair. As a matter of fact, there was an email or a letter that his wife came across where he calls Madonna his soulmate. Now,
I got tons of soulmates. Come on. I got tons of soulmates.
I got to tell you. I just think that, first of all, the man's got to be out of his mind.
Well, that's true.
At some level.
He just had a kid, too.
Yeah. And, you know, what is it that keeps people together and has some couples working together really well and other couples on the edge of disaster 24/7? I don't really know, but I'll tell you that, you know, emotional cheating is a new term.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a term out there for a long time. And, you know, that infidelity, emotional infidelity, there's been emotional disconnecting, and now emotional cheating.
Right.
So the question is, can you actually use emotional cheating as a mechanism for divorce? And I would love to say that when this hits the divorce courts, it is going to be probably one of the most sensational conversations on the planet. But I would also venture to say that there probably isn't a judge that sits behind the bench that's going to look at emotional cheating as being valid at any level. Because they're going to be thinking about, well, you know, is the time that I had this little connection with the what's her face down the hall, was that like, I mean, it opens up a whole lot of doors. But, you know, it brings me back to what this show is about. And, you know, when we talk about honoring the dignity of the human spirit, that's not just a statement that we use. But, you know, what is it about being in relationship with another person that'll keep us there for the right reasons? And if we're not there for the right reasons, do we actually have the courage to leave? That's the question. Do you actually have the courage to leave? And, you know, I've done this work for a lot of years. As a matter of fact, what's interesting, since the whole emotional cheating thing came up, Benny, I think you'll find this kind of interesting. Over the weekend, I've gotten 4 calls for coaching and intervention. Just over the weekend, for me to come in and help some people work through some things. And I thought to myself, okay, this is, you know, very interesting. And you know, how do we feel about emotional cheating? What is it exactly? And then I thought about it in a lot of different ways. As I looked at this week and I thought about what we were doing this week on the show, is there a stronger language? I mean, we call them emotional affairs. We call them emotional affairs 101. You know, this has been a conversation that has been out there for a really long time. And is this just for men? And the answer, I'm going to give you, the answer is no. But someone raised a really interesting question in an email to me this weekend. And this, Benny, I think you can relate to this, because this one is a little sticky for me.
Oh, I see how it is. So I get to handle all the sticky situations.
This one's a little tricky.
All right.
Got an email from someone, and here's what they said. They said, and I'm paraphrasing, because it's a really long email.
All right.
They said, you know, I understand the term emotional cheating.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I think emotional cheating, the term, works best when we look at ourselves and we look inside. And the question that I would ask you, and she's talking to me, is have you ever explored the idea of emotional cheating within oneself? How we actually starve ourselves emotionally from the love that we truly desire. Now, this is a totally different spin. I definitely don't think it's going to show up in Madonna's or A-Rod's court, divorce court. Not that Madonna's getting divorced or don't really know that. Not that either one of them is. But, you know, the point is this. When we look at these ideas, where do we draw the line? So, Benny, here's the question for you.
Okay.
I'm going to give you this question before we go to break. Can you be in a deep friendship relationship with someone and be more emotionally available in that friendship than you are to your partner? Now, if you put the whole A-Rod Madonna thing aside, I'm talking about buds. For example, Benny, you're a guy.
Yep.
You're a guy.
Last time
guy,
I checked,
you
yep.
do the guy things.
Yep. Last time I checked, yep. Mm-hmm.
There have been some women that have said that and some men that have said, but let's just stay with the women for a minute. They feel that their husbands, their boyfriends, that those folks are more engaged with their buds emotionally than they are with their spouse. Is that emotional cheating? Is that grounds for divorce? Boy, give me a topic and I could go with it for a while. Let's take a short break, Mr. B. When we come back, we're going to be talking about that. You know, what does it mean to be emotionally present? And I will give you the lineup for the fabulous week we have. Talk about the holistic makeover and much more right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. And if you love Will Smith, you got to love Hancock. We'll be right back.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Are you starting a new business, signing a contract, or launching a new website or business product? Certified business and personal astrologer Madeline Gerwick uses good timing to give you the ideal time to start your new business venture. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Attain higher business success and better return on resources with good timing. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
Music, the stuff of creation.
What a powerful tool for healing, inspiring, and connecting us to Source.
And to each other. We'll talk about it. We'll play it.
We'll have a lively discussion with guests who are doing it.
So join us Monday and Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
Saturday mornings at 11.
Tune in to Living Music Radio on KKNW 1150 AM or livingmusicradio.com. Would you like to receive a weekly email telling you about personal growth events and resources in the Puget Sound region? This service is now available complements of New Spirit Journal, the locally owned and operated newspaper that brings you a wealth of inspirational information every month. Go to newspiritjournal.com and click on Earl. That's events and resource listings, but you can call it Earl. New Spirit Journal has been providing inspirational news and information for almost 3 years. Visit newspiritjournal.com.
Today's nutrition tip is about oats. Instant oats are thin, which make them easy to cook, but they're often loaded with salts and caloric sweeteners. Groats are whole oats with the outer hull removed. They're loaded with nutrition, but require soaking and long cooking. Rolled oats are groats that are steamed, rolled, and flaked, so they cook quicker. And steel-cut oats are groats that are chopped into little pieces. I'm Karen Bentley, creator of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet at www.sugarfreemiracle.com.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Yes, indeed. There she is. When she does it really, really.
I tried to back her up on that, you know.
Yeah, I saw you. That you actually did a really cool job on that.
Thanks.
Welcome back, everyone.
I had to squeeze my arm.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I'm going to give you the lineup for the week. We've got some really cool things going on. And I want to make sure everybody knows, check out Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover. The response has been absolutely overwhelming. I think we're going to end up extending the date, Benny, because we just can't handle it all in the short period of time. But I want to make sure everybody out there knows, we are gifting at least three of our listeners with, I got to tell you, it's going to be such a wide range of products and services to help you transform your life. And we're also going to ask you to pay it forward. Made it really easy for you to do. If you go to the website, drpatsmakeover.com, and check it out. There's going to be a way for you to submit your name or, you know, maybe submit someone else. But the point is, this is, join us in this transformation. You know, this is a transformational journey for our listeners and for everyone out there to demonstrate that this is the time to give back. You know, Benny, a lot of times when things tighten up, people tighten up. We're going in the opposite direction. We want to give back to people. We want to make sure that we are generating and talking and doing and being about abundance. But I want to get back to that cheating thing.
Okay.
And I only want to get back to it for a minute because, you know, one of the things that was brought up to me over the weekend was, you know, I've been, and this individual sent me, she said, I've been accused of emotionally not cheating.
Are we talking about cheating or flirting? Because there's a big,
No, it's not even flirting. Okay. Here's the deal.
Because some people think it's the same.
Nope, it's all not right. The same. Good point. Okay. Very good point. Right. And, you know, some people think flirting is okay.
I flirt all the time. I have to. I mean, I like to. And it's not a big deal. I'm not doing anything, you know, passive what I feel, although I could be emotionally, you know, just, you know, out of my realm too.
I don't know, dude.
If I was in
a relationship with you and you were emotional and you were flirting.
No, but you know what? Here's the deal.
You best not be doing it in front of me.
No, because I'm a one woman man. I would never do that. But, you know, there's some times where it kind of calls for it. But in his case, I think it's a little bit different.
Well, in his case, in the case of a lot of other people.
Right.
So here's the question I want to put to you. Nick were here, I'd kind of ask Nick.
We should bring Nick on.
I'll have Nick call
Nick,
in.
Call me.
Nick,
I know
he's saying Nick call into the show. One of the things I want to ask you, and this happens a lot in relationships and marriages, okay? As a matter of fact, you know, I grew up in a situation like this where, you know, there are times where in my family, I'm not going to pick on the men only because I think women, you know, spend a lot of time with the girls these days. But, you know, I grew up in a family where, you know, my pops was not available a lot. And then I watched it kind of with my brother where, you know, guys are available with their guy friends a lot. And if that's not part of the equation, as a matter of fact, there was a movie that came out, you know, between what was it, Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey, just about that.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it true that you can be emotionally unavailable with your buds, with your friends? And is that emotionally cheating? Is it the same thing? I mean, there are some women that absolutely believe that their husbands are more available to their circle of men friends than they are to the relationship. So I guess the point is that when it has to do with men versus women in, you know, in a heterosexual relationship, I would imagine that same-sex couples go through the same thing.
I think it's relative.
So where do you draw the line, Benny?
Wow. I'm also trying to get Nick to call it too on the SMS.
Nick is sitting right over. Yeah. Nick is like, I'm not.
Oh,
calling
is he there
him
with
on,
you?
I'm not calling him for this show.
Is he there?
Yeah, Nick's like, I'm not calling him for this show.
I didn't know he was in the same room with you.
Go ahead, Nick. You have to put on the other headset. Let's get Nick on here.
Or just call me. Sounds better.
Or just call Ben. But you know, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have a lot of guy time.
I do.
Yeah.
I think it's my own time, though. And see, here's the deal. All right. Now, I'm very...
I can't wait to hear this.
I'm forward with anyone who I'm with in my relationship on what I need. And if it needs to go, like, let's say, you know, out of the area type thing or darts or whatever, you know, it's my deal. It's my thing, right? And she can do whatever she wants to. It's her girl time. If she wants to go out on a weekend, great. Just tell me. That's all. I'm not going to, like, you know, get all, you know... I don't know what I'm trying to say as far as, like, all wrapped up about it, you know? I have the trust factor involved. It should be trust, right?
Okay.
I mean...
I'm feeling you.
Okay, so...
I'm just trying to get an understanding here.
Well, right. So, for me and my guy time, that's for, like, when you ladies go to the bathroom together. I mean, come on. That's your time. You guys have your little explanation.
You mean the spa.
That could be one. Yeah, that's one way. But, I mean, that's your guys' time. I'm not going to interrupt. We're always curious on what happens and what goes on in those, you know, bathroom, you know, oh, we'll be gone. We'll be right back in 5 minutes, you know? Turns out to be 10, and, you know, the guy's sitting at the table, and he's waiting for his dinner, and his woman is.
Well, have you ever been accused of being more available for your guy friends than you are for your partner?
Nope. You got to take sacrifices.
Yeah. Well, see, now, this is like a bigger conversation.
I know.
You know, and right now, all of the attention is going on emotional cheating. As a matter of fact, I came across an article that was emailed to me. I don't know why folks think this is something I'm really interested in, but since it's come my way, I want to share it. I got an article, and there were three things that... three tips. I want to drop them out here for a minute. This is 32 emotional signs that he's cheating. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
And so the article is by Dr. Raymond B. Green. And so with input from Marcella Bacure Weiner. So think your mate might be having an affair. Find out if he's, we're doing the heat thing, I guess. Find out if he's displaying any of the warning signs described by Raymond Green, a private investigator and former police officer, and Marcella Bacure, a psychology professor at Marymount Manhattan College. Okay, here. So I'm not going to do all 32. Who's got time for 32?
I certainly don't.
Please. Well, but let's do three. Here are their top three.
Okay.
Emotional signs. You ready?
Okay.
Your mate is more attentive to your needs than usual. Mm-hmm. This is due to guilt feelings experienced by the cheater in the early stages of his or her affair. The attention will diminish as the affair continues. Okay, that's one. Your mate begins buying you gifts, lots of gifts.
Well, right, to show attention, because they're not.
Right.
Okay.
And then the third is your mate's behavior is causing a gut feeling in you that something isn't right. If this happens, pay attention to your instinct. Well, actually, out of the three of these, that's the one I would pay attention to. The other two, you know what? If you want to give me gifts, go on and do it. No, I'm just kidding. But part of this is where you draw the line between emotional cheating and, you know, the sexual cheating. And so this is a big conversation. I want to go back to what I said earlier on the show, which is an email I received from a friend of mine. And she said, I'm so glad the emotional cheating issue came up. She said, I really would like the conversation to go in a different direction. And that is emotional cheating that we do to ourselves. That's a conversation and a topic I'm going to take on later on this week, because that's the conversation that I want to have. And we'll probably get to that on Friday, because emotional cheating and how that shows up in the way with we behave with ourselves, Benny, is truly the key. I mean, this is truly the key to what separates us from living life full out. And I didn't really think that I would kind of get hooked into the whole emotional cheating conversation out there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I have. But not from the perspective of Madonna, you know, or other people out there doing what they do.
Well, this could be a media stunt.
I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I think his wife is suing for divorce.
No.
Don't think we got a media thing. I think we got a million dollar thing going on. Mm. You know, this is one of these divorce situations where you're looking at somebody that's talking about something that has not been heard before from a legal perspective. But the point is, when you get right down to it, does someone that does emotionally cheat, how fulfilled are they inside? I mean, if the outside is a reflection of the inside, and this is really true, then what must be going on the inside? That's the way I like to look at it.
I think it's a temporary thing.
You think it is?
Yeah, because afterwards, and they'd be like, oh, man, I really messed up. I want that back. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see how that goes. We've got Benny. We've got a fabulous lineup this week. We're going to be kicking it off with Tom Campbell. Save our seas. Money to be made from oil drilling worth the environmental cost. Wow. How much more money? I mean, I can't even read his bio. I'm trying to figure out how much more money do the oil companies actually need to make here? Okay, that's going to be the conversation. Kerry O'Connor coming up today. Talk to your animals. We all know Kerry can read energy fields, but now you're going to hear what she can do about talking to your animals. And then we've got lots more to come tomorrow. We've got a fabulous, fabulous show. We're going to be talking with people about what it means to go green. We're going to be talking. We've got fabulous Posado Safe Haven, Drumming in Iraq. Lilith Dove is going to be joining us. Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma? Lilith is one of the most sought after people on this planet. If you're ready and you want to get a reading with one of the top people in the world, I hope you're going to tune in this week for that. So lots going on the Dr. Pat Show this week. We're going to take a short break, including the science behind prosperity when we come back. Love to introduce you to a big conversation. Many of you have gotten the emails floating around about the garbage in our seas. Well, Tom Campbell is going to talk with us about the next generation. Can we save the seas? And what do we need to do? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.